You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Rockies lost 2 of 3 against the Dodgers this weekend, including the bullpen blowing it again yesterday. The Rockies will continue to hang out in Los Angeles for the next few days because now they go from taking on the Dodgers to taking on the Angels. That's good. If you're going to do a road trip, that's pretty cool that you don't have to change towns. Speaking of baseball, the Cleveland Indians announced their new team name over the weekend. They'll now be known as the Cleveland Guardians.
Named after a bridge or some statues or something, right?
Something like that. Yeah, the Guardian Bridge. Now the Twitterverse is blowing up with jokes about Guardians of the Galaxy.
They want some mascots, right?
Yeah, the director of the movie said, if their logo isn't a raccoon with a machine gun, I'm going to be bummed.
Yes. Let's make this happen.
There you go. They announced it, I guess, with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
I watched it. It's perfect.
Okay.
You can narrate a video about cat turds and have Tom Hanks narrate it, you know? It would just be perfect.
And that would
I'd be like, oh my God, I need a box of cat turds immediately.
That would apply the proper gravitas to the whatever you're
talking about. National treasure, man. Yeah.
Absolutely, apropos of nothing, did you watch the new Ted Lasso?
Episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that's out right now.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they're not doing the whole
season. Because we stopped after
episode
1.
That's all you got.
We're like, okay. We'll see.
You already bailed after loving season 1?
Nicole might not. I'm kind of like, meh, all right.
Boy, you're tough, man. I didn't think it was outstanding, but they're laying the groundwork for other things.
I know. Meh.
Whatever. After the first weekend of Olympic action, the USA is sitting in second place in the total medal count behind China. One of the American gold medals, however, I need to point this out, went to Amber English, who's from Colorado Springs.
Well done, Amber English.
She won the women's skeet shooting competition.
Really?
Pull! Got to be able to say that like that. I watched the skateboarding competition, Jeremy. Would you have ever thought that I would sit down
Righteous
and spend
bro.
More than an hour?
probably one of the ones I would try to watch.
And I actually watched the guy I was watching live. Is it live? Was it live? I think live. And saw the guy who rammed his groin into a pole.
Give him a gold medal. That'll happen in skateboarding.
Oh, man.
Yeah, was he doing this slide down it?
So what they're doing, you know, they do 2 45-second, like, circuits around the track.
Okay.
And then they do 5 just one trick things. So they have to go down and do one trick down stairs or
triple sow cow. I don't know any of that. 180 kickflip. There's one.
There's one of those. Here's what I noticed. I'm no expert because I'm not a skateboarder. But more of them fell than did not fall.
So they're not very good.
Well, I'm not going to say that because I couldn't do any of the stuff they do. And yet, it's the Olympics.
They're probably really pushing themselves the hardest and trying to do the most extreme tricks, and then they're just not landing them, right?
Like, you have to do 5 individual tricks, and several of the guys fell on all 5. In other words, they didn't land any of them. And I thought, I'm no expert, but it seems to me like if you're in the Olympics, you should be able to, like, land at least half of your
definitely.
Tricks.
Wonder what's up with that.
And now I'm going to get hate mail. Well, you don't know. And I'm saying I don't know. I've never done it. It's just...
You just think they'd be better. It's the Olympics.
What's
this
the
is
thing
the peak.
What was that? What sport is it where you say they should, like, get a hole-in-one every time? Or what is it that you used to always joke about? That if you're a professional in a such-and-such sport,
I don't
you
remember.
Should... Anyway. Yeah, so don't send me hate. I'm just wondering aloud. Am I not allowed to wonder? I'm wondering why Olympic skateboarders can't stay on the skateboard.
I wonder if somebody's sabotaging the course, rubbing things down with vegetable oil or something, you know?
Yeah, and that guy rammed his groin into that pole, though.
What is it with those videos that you got to watch those over and over?
I didn't.
I love those videos on YouTube.
American Jagger Eaton took the bronze medal, by the way. And how can the U.S. not win gold in skateboarding? I know I sound like I'm complaining again, but how do they not win?
Have you seen, they say the ratings for the Olympics are in the toilet. Like, nobody is watching. Streaming. Well, you're adding to the, I don't know what they said, 10 million or something. They're crazy low.
In fact, I had no way of watching it, and I had paused my YouTube TV account.
Yeah.
I was going to wait until football season started. I went ahead and restarted it a month early so I could watch
skateboarding.
The Olympics.
That's good, man.
What else is trending?
Sorry, billionaires. The United States has moved to tighten up the formal definition of astronaut. The Federal Aviation Administration quietly updated the rules on Tuesday of what it means to be a space person. Uh-huh. FAA rules now state that an official spaceman or spacewoman must have demonstrated activities during flight that were essential to public safety or contributed to human spaceflight safety. These guys didn't do either one of those. They just spun around and made funny faces and caught things in their mouth.
Why do you have to do something that's human about safety? Can't you just go up and do something that's science-based?
I don't know.
Better humankind?
Did they even do that, though? Anyway.
No, they definitely didn't do that.
They spun around and made silly faces. So the FAA is saying that Bezos and Branson are not astronauts.
Everyone was gushing
that they were astronauts because they've been in space.
Mm-mm. So. I think there should be a time limit, too.
I think so, too.
Going up and back down again, to me, you're not an astronaut.
No.
If you go up there and you're on the International Space Station for 6 months, okay, now you're an astronaut.
Yeah, do an experiment with plants or something and bugs. Then we'll talk. But really, you know what? Couldn't these guys just team up and buy the FAA and change the definition?
Right.
Yeah. I think we'll just buy the FAA and, oh, look at that, we're astronauts again.
Mm-hmm.
Insert weird Bezos laugh here. School supply shortages this year. This is why we quickly went this weekend to get some of our stuff. They're saying backpacks, shoes, some supplies are high demand, high prices, and short supply right now. So if you're looking to get stocked up for the school year, you might want to go like now and get everything you need. We went and we still couldn't find a few notebooks that we needed. So we had to buy them at the Target next door, actually, Dom. I got to go next door and pick them up after the show because our Target was drained. So that's kind of scary. You get to school and you don't have your crayons. I don't like that. They say families with children in elementary through high school plan to spend an average of $848 on school items this year.
Yeah.
Pushing $900 just to go back to school.
We'll give it another, two or three weeks, and then we'll do that segment that we always do, asking how much people spent for everything, not just the school supplies,
it's
clothing. You know, the fees.
Yeah.
Having to sign up for sports. Yeah.
Yep. And
a lot of families go well into four figures on back to school per student.
Sorry, kiddos. School lunches might be taking a hit as well. Wall Street Journal is saying that schools are concerned because there's a shortage on juice boxes, hamburger patties, chicken tenders, canned fruit, corn dogs. No! Italian salad dressing, even actual lunch trays, there's a shortage of. They're kind of waiting for a head count right now from a lot of school districts because everything's still kind of up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, labor deficiencies, supply chain issues.
Well, I don't want to be an I told you so, but on this show, I have been talking for a few months now about how there's a day of reckoning coming because nobody wants to do these jobs. And every week we're seeing new stories. Well, we can't even get hamburger buns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Truck drivers are saying it's too dangerous.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yep, I think so.
Not trying to be Chicken Little, but I'm just saying.
It is good for a 13-year-old in Australia right now named Riley. She was eating Doritos last week, and she came across a puffy Dorito chip. Dom is a little puffy chip. So she went on to Tiki Talkie and asked if she should eat it or try to sell it. And they said, sell it. So she went on eBay, and she supposedly had offers up to $100,000 for this puffy Dorito chip. The auction got shut down, of course, because it's a chip. But check this out, bro. Doritos stepped in, and they offered Riley $20,000 for the chip. They said, you know what? They just saw a marketing opportunity right here.
Sure.
They've been impressed with Riley's boldness and her spirit. They said, yeah, we'll buy that chip from you for $20,000.
And look, for their $20,000, they're getting announced on every radio and TV station in the world.
They're going to be talking about this stupid chip today.
I thought they sold puffy Doritos already.
They do, the 3D Doritos. But this
Well, then how is this special?
I guess it was a bigger version of it or something. I don't know. And it was in a bag of regular Doritos?
How do we know?
Speaking of junk food, here's your Fat America, or I guess I could call it Fat Japan today. Pizza Hut in Japan is celebrating the Olympics by offering a new pizza topped with 10 kinds of meat.
Yeah.
Three kinds of bacon. You get beef ribs, charcoal grilled beef ribs on your pizza. Teriyaki chicken, pulled pork, and pepperoni. 10 kinds of meat on there, Dom.
They're calling it the decathlon, which I think is super clever.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, let's
try it.
Clickbait.
Clickbait. Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. Check out the article, the link, the video to the 83-year-old woman in Utah who is now a fifth-degree black belt in karate, Carol Taylor. She began her martial arts career 15 years ago, and this weekend she went to the United Fighting Arts Federation International Training Convention, Dom.
Yeah.
And was awarded the black belt by none other than Chuck freaking Norris. And there's pictures. And he's awesome. And she's awesome. See him on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Is he older than her?
No, I don't think. A couple years younger. I don't know. All I know is if you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever.